The animal met up with one shore and did damage. Shore, a second shore did damage. The shore, and met up with a third shore and did damage. Then the fourth one was the chamor, the gomel, and the fifth one was the camel. It did damage to all these five animals, one after another. So, Maha, what's the locha? Is it a mu'ed la'kel or not? The question is, what happened? It did a shore, v'shore. So if you look at those three shvarim alone, it's the mu'ed now to gore shvarim, that's all. How many other animals did it did? Just the chamor v'gomel. So it's not called the mu'ed la'kel for all of the minim yet. But the other way to look at it is, no, this middle one, the shore, the third shore, don't put it part of the first three shvarim, but put it part of the second group. Like, say it hit a shore, then a chamor, and then a gomel. Like, if your animal just would have done damage to a shore, to a chamor, and to a gomel, it would become a mu'ed la'kel. So the question in this category, the way it happened now, how do we look at this middle shore? That's the Gemara Shaila. Maho. Hai shore basra, this last shore, bosa shvarim shadinilei. Do we put it after the last two shvarim? And therefore now this third shore is like a mu'ed l'shvarim, that's all. The yakati is so l'shvarim hu diayit. It only became a mu'ed to gore, to do negicha, to shvarim, to axes. But l'midi achrini loy, but to other animals it didn't do damage to. Loy yayit. Oidilma maybe no. Oidilma hain shor basra, this last, the third shor, bosa chamor v'goma shadin alei. We could put it after the second group like. And therefore, v'yayin lei l'kulumini, it became a mu'ed l'choil. That's the Gemara Shaila. In such a case, we hit a shor v'shor, then a chamor v'gomo, is it called a mu'ed l'choil or not? Now, what's going to be was the opposite way? Let's say first it hit a chamor v'gomo, and then it hit a shor. So if we were to stop right now, it should be a mu'ed la'kel. Three times it goes three different types of animals. It's a mu'ed all type of minim. But then what happened was the next two times was a shor v'shor. So I have the same question now, Maha, what's the locha here? Hai shor kama, this first shor that it hit, bosa chamor v'gomo shadin lei, do we put it after the first category, that v'yayid lei l'kulo mini, and therefore it should become a mu'ed for all different types? Because if you go boss of the first category, it hit a chamor, a camel, and then a shor. So if so, that should make it a mu'ed la'kel. Or Dilma, maybe no. Since the next two times it hit, it hit two shvarim. So therefore, maybe look as if these three shvarim happen one after another. Or Dilma, boss of shvarim shadin alei. We'll put the first shor after the next category of two shvarim. The akati le shvarim hu diayid. It's only a mu'ed for shvarim. But for the type of minim, it didn't become a mu'ed yet. That's the Gemara Shaila. How do we look at such a category, such a case? Is it called a mu'ed la'koil or only a mu'ed l'shvarim? Similar case could be, what about Shabbos for Shabbos? Every Shabbos, the animal does damage. Three Shabbosim in a row, the animal gored. So far it's a mu'ed to do damage in every Shabbos. But then after the third Shabbos, it did damage Echad b'Shabbos on Sunday, v'Sheni b'Shabbos on Monday. So Ma, what's the luck in this case? Hai Shabbos Basra, this third Shabbos, Bosa Shabbos Hudish Adin Lei, do we put it after the first two Shabbosim? And therefore, v'Akati l'Shabbos Hudiyayid l'Yemoy Sachar lo Yayid, your animal is only considered a mu'ah to do damage now on every Shabbos. But for the weekdays, it only did damage so far two times in the weekday. It's not called the mu'ed for the weekdays yet. Like this third Shabbos goes after the category of Shabbosim. So you have a shor that does damage on Shabbosim for the weekdays, it's not a mu'ed yet. Or Dilma, maybe no. Bostar echad b'Shabbos v'sheni b'Shabbos adin lei. This third Shabbos, let it go after the next category. That your animal did damage on Shabbos, and then on Sunday, and then on Monday. See, if it looks like that, it's a mu'ed to do damage every single day, so therefore be a mu'ed even for the weekdays also. And then it came a mu'ed for all the days. So again, it's a question, how do we look at this third Shabbos? Is it Bosa Shabbosos, or can it be included in the new category of Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, which means for every single day it's a mu'ed? Now another Shalosh should be, Hey B'Shabbos, let's say your animal did damage on Thursday. The error Shabbos, then on Friday. Then the Shabbos it did on Shabbos. So if you would stop right there, it's a mu'ed for every single day. But then what happened was it skipped until the next Shabbos, Shabbos for Shabbos. Then it skipped until the third Shabbos. So now, Maho, what do we look at? How do we look at this? What's the locha? Hai Shabbos Kamaisa, this first time it did damage on Shabbos.
Bosar hey b'shabbos v'era shabbos adin alei. Do we put it after the first category of weekdays to say it did damage on Thursday, on Friday, and on Shabbos? So it's a mu'ad now lakul. V'yayid l'kula yom. It's a mu'ad now for all the days. Or Dilma maybe hai Shabbos kemaisa, this first Shabbos, bosar shabbos to the shadin alei. No, it's part of the next category that it did on that Shabbos, then the following Shabbos, then the following Shabbos. Is so the Shabbos su the Yayid. It's only a Mu'ud there to do damage on Shabbos, but for the middle of the week there it's not called a Mu'ud. It's still called the Tam. You don't have to pay a Chatinezik. So in such categories, in such cases, how do we look at it? Sumar says Teku, all these cases is a Teku. So Pasha by Teku, by Mom, we should go to Kula to say, Hamoitzim Chavari, all of Araya, that the Matah doesn't have to pay more than a Chatinezik. Vital. What's going to be now? Nogach Shor Yom Tesvol B'Chodesh. Your Shor did damage today, which was the 15th day of the Chodesh. Shor Yom Tesvol B'Chodesh there. Then it didn't do damage to the next month, but the next month, the Yom Tesvayin B'Chodesh there. The next month, it did damage on the day later, on the 16th day of the month. And then, the Yom Yud Zayin B'Chodesh there. And then it waited till the third month, and it did damage a day later on the third month, Yud Zayin. So what's the law in such a case? How do we look at it? how do we look at this? How do we look at this animal? Is it called a mu'ud now for the next month, the next day, for Yud Ches the next month or not? Tomorrow says, Pluk to the Rav and Shmuel. This is a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Machlokes and Hilchas Nida. The Yitma would learn like this. Rosa Yoim Tesvah Bachodizeh. Even Isha saw her Vesta, she's first up to see a Dam Nida this month on the 15th day of the Chodesh. But then the next month she saw the first time the Yom Tezvayim B'Chodesh there. The second month she saw on the 16th day of the month. And then the third month she saw the Yom Yud Zayim B'Chodesh there. That's the way she saw the last three times, her period, that's the way she saw it. So Shalat, that's called the Vest Kavua now to say that the next month she's going to see it on Yud Ches of that month. But she has a vest now every month, it's the next day. And it's called, she has a vest, kavua. It was soon seen in Rashi that you go to Kula, that we say, Dayashasa, that we don't have to be afraid, maybe the dam came the day before, but we can say the dam only starts coming on that day. So it's a machloikis. Rava, Maraz says, Kavala Veses. Yes, it's called, she has a vest, that's a cycle now, since it happens three times in three different days of the month, she has like a vest, kavua, she sees every month the next day. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, it's not called the Vestas yet. She wasn't Kaveh, she doesn't have a cycle yet. Until she has to see another time, the next month, Yud Ches, then we see in between, from one month to another month, there are three times that she skipped an equal amount. So that's the way she's Kaveh Aves. So according to Shmuel, the first one is not included. You have to have three skippings in order to make a Ves. See also, when the Shor did damage on Tezvav, the first Chodesh, according to Shmuel, that's not included. So the next time it did Tezvayin, that's one. Then the third month it did Yud Zayin, that's two. Now if we do a third time on Yud Ches the next month, then it'll be a Mu'ud to do damage the next month on the next day. So this is a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, are you Kaveh Aves after seeing it three times like this? And Shmuel says, no, you have to see a fourth time until you're Tishalesh B'dilum. So the skipping is three times. Oh my Rava. Rava says like this. Shoma kol shofar. Let the ox hurt somebody, blow a shofar. V'nogach, and it did damage. That was more that aroused it, that it did damage. Kol shofar. Then the animal heard another time a kol shofar. V'nogach, it did damage then also. Kol shofar. Then it heard a third time a kol shofar. V'nogach, it did damage. So Rava says, nas mu'ud l'shofaros. You should know your animal now became a mu'ud, that every time it's going to hear a shofar, it's going to do damage. We see that's its teva now. You have such an animal that every time it hears a shofar, it does damage. So Mar says, cheat, of course, like why not? It happened already three times. This is the proof that every time your animal hears a shofar, it's going to do damage. So Mar says, no. Now the time I would have thought to say, hach shofar kama, maybe the first blowing doesn't count. The first time doesn't help. Why? Because maybe the first blowing was siyuta diyamu denakte. It's Tom got frightened, it got scared. Rashi says, Biusa, shenivas mikola shofar, Tom it got frightened from the curl of the shofar. So the first time is not included, I would have thought to say. So maybe it has to happen four times to become a mu'ud. Kamash mulon, that's the chiddush, no. That the first time it heard the curl shofar, that's part of its mu'ud. that you have such an animal now that every time it hears a shofar, it makes it do damage. So you're going to have to watch your shor now. Whenever you hear it, it hears a shofar, it's a mu'ud that's going to do damage. You have to watch it now. And if you don't watch it, you'll have to pay a nezik shor. The Mishnah says, Shor shel Yisrael shenogach shor shel hegdish. Let's say Reuven owns a shor, and his shor does damage to a shor belonging to hegdish. Or else the opposite way. V'shel hegdish, a shor belonging to the gizba, to hegdish, shenogach l'shor shel hegdish, hit a regular Jew's shor. The locher is potter. The Tanakhama holds both ways, the owner of the shor is potter from paying tashlumim. Why? Shenema, because the pasuk says, shor re'ehu. So Vidashna means if your shor hits another shor, your friend. Which Vidashin, v'loi shor shel hegdish. And not if one of the shvarim belong to hegdish. Whether it's the mazik or whether it's the nizik, in both cases, yapotah. There's no parsha of tashlumim where a shor hits a shel hegdish. It's only shor re'ehu. It has to be a shor of your friend. What about now the Mishnah says, shor shel Yisrael, shenogach l'shor shel Kanani, is also potah. Let's say a Jewish ashor, a shor belonging to a Jew, did damage to an ox belonging to a goy, the lach is also a potah from paying them. What about the opposite way? V'shel Kanani shenogach l'shor shel Yisrael. Let's say a guy that owns a shor, if that shor did damage to a shor belonging to a Jew, then we go to Chumrah and say, Bein tam, bein mu'id, mishalem nezek sholem. Whether it's a tam or whether it's a mu'id, the guy has to pay us a nezek sholem. That's halacha. So now the Gemara explains, Mas nisim the loikra shimma benasiya. The Chura Mishnah that says, by a shor shel hegdish, that we're potter, is not like Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. The Tanya, because we learn like this, Shor shel hegdish, of a regular Jew, shor. Shenogach shor shel hegdish. Or else we shall hegdish, shenogach shor shel hegdish, potter. That's what the Tanakhama holds like our Mishnah. That both of them are potter. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, shor reyehu. There's only a chiyuv to pay if the shor belongs to your friend, to another Jew. If both owners are Jews, then the mazik has to pay. But v'loy shel hegdish, not if one of the owners belongs to hegdish. Rav Shimon ben Manasseh yoimeno. He says, shor shel hegdish, shenogach shor shel hegdish, potter. This much he agrees, that if the mazik is the shor belonging to hegdish, then hegdish is potter from paying. But what's going to be the opposite way? V'shel hegdish, shenogach shor shel hegdish, then he holds the chumrah, that the bein tam bein mu'id, whether your shor is a tam or whether it's a mu'id, mishalem nezek sholem, that the owner of the shor, the Yisrael, has to pay hegdish a nezek sholem. That's what Rav Shimon ben Manasseh says. So of course, it's not like our Mishnah, that our Mishnah says tam, you're potter. Tomorrow now goes to explain. Amri, we say, Maika Sov Rav Shimon. What's the svara? What does Rav Shimon hold? Iri Yehu Davka, if he dashes the potter that says, Shor Yehu, you only have to pay if your shor hits a friend's shor. If so, Afilu shall hedge it, Shinoga shall hedge it, Shlifter. Even in the case where the Jewish shor hits a shor belonging to Hegdish, also we should be potter. Because the pasuk says, Shor Yehu, you only have to pay if it's a shor belonging to Yisrael, not to Hegdish. V'yeri Yehu lav davka, Elamai, what are you going to tell me? That Rabbi Shimon holds this lav davka? If so, Afilu the Hegdish nami. And so even if it belongs to Hegdish, even if our shor hits a shor shel hegdish, we should also be potter. Look at it. If Reyeu lavdavka, that means we don't dash in Reyeu, Safil the hegdish nami, kinogach the hegdish lachayiv. Even if the shor shel hegdish does damage to a shor shel hegdish, to regular Yisrael, the Bala Gizbar, the Bala hegdish should have to pay also. V'chitayim, and maybe you'll answer like this. Liyolam really ksava Reyeu davka. Really, Rabbi Shimon holds Reyeu is bedavka, that you only have to pay if it's a shor belonging to Yisrael. But a shor shel hegdish is potter. If so, why does Rabbi Shimon say that if our shor hits shel hegdish, we have to pay? O miyu de hegdish. But if a regular Jew's shor ki nogach the hegdish, when it does damage to a shor shel hegdish, haynu taima de mechayiv. You know where Rabbi Shimon says yichayiv mishum the komaisa le nikal v'chayma de hegdish. I tell you not from the pasuk, but it learns it out from a kal v'chayma. A kal v'chayma says he has to pay the money. And the Kavachayim is like this. Uma hedyit shenogach shel hedyit. Chayiv, madach if a regular Jew shor hits another Jew shor, the Baal HaShor has to pay. If so, ki nogach to hegdish lakoshagain. Isn't it for sure if you do damage to hegdish like to Hashem, for sure we have to pay back to Hashem?
to Mechayiv that you should have to pay. So kids, so that's from Shimon, maybe he says Yechayiv because of the Kal V'chayma. That's why he says if our Shor Hitchel Hedgesh, we have to pay. But this the Gemara says still it won't be good. If so, Daya Lovim in Adin Liyas Kanadin, which is said a Svar of Dayoi, that you can't learn out more from where you're learning it out from. So even if you want to say Hegdish, we're Chayit if we hit Hegdish, just like we have to pay if we hit another Jew, but if Mal Halim, just like one Jew Shor hits another Jew Shor, the Lacher is Tam, only has to pay a Chatin Ezek, if so, Hochinami, when a Hegdish hits El Hegdish, even if you want to say he's chayiv to pay because of the Kal V'chayma, but lechura say dayo, that's chatin ezek. You can't learn out more than what the halacha is by a regular Yisrael. That Tam only pays the chatin ezek, so here also Tam showing you have to pay a chatin ezek. So it's still a kasha on Reb Shimon. So Mar says, Elu rather on the Resh Lakar. Reb Shlaka says like this. The pshat on Reb Shimon is like this. That really, hakel hoyu v'chlau nezek sholem. Really every shor, a Tam or a muad really should have to pay nezek sholem. When your animal does damage, it's your mumin, you are supposed to watch it. If it does damage, the svar is you have to pay for all of the damage it did. Now, ukishaporet lechla kos of rieyu, when the Torah says this word of rieyu, which is mashma only Jew to Jew, and not to Hegdish, gabe tam. Only by a tam the Torah says the word rieyu, which means to say like this, Re'eyu, if your shor hits your friend's shor, who the tam mishal mechatin ezek? Then if it's a tam, it only has to pay a chatin ezek. But mechal, it's a proof to hegdish. If our shor hits a shor shal hegdish, then the loch would be ben tam ben muid mishalim nezek sholem. Whether it's a tam or whether it's a muid, you would have to pay nezek sholem. That's the pshat from Shimon. Avad atak he dashes the word re'eyu davka. He takadashes re'eyu davka. But where does it say re'eyu only by tam? In other words, really, the svar is by every mazik you should have to pay nezek sholem. The Torah says the ptur, if your shor is only a tam, you only have to pay chatzi nezek. So the Torah only said that bari eyu, if your shor hits your friend shor, but when your shor hits shel hegdish, then there's no ptur of tam, but rather you have to pay nezek sholem. So I tell you, that's Reb Shimon's svar.